friends. Welcome to this month's episode of actuary and author Peter Neuwirth's Silver Divorce Show. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, proud producer of the show on the Incandescent Radio Network and Incandescent TV. We are thrilled, more than thrilled, to introduce you today to Neuwirth Associates Consulting Managing Partner Jackie Chin, MBA. An analytics executive, Jackie has nearly 30 years of diverse financial services experience, including actuarial consulting, predictive modeling, product management, and analytics. She was an executive at Charles Schwab, where she championed and delivered key initiatives to help more clients meet their financial goals. She also launched a commission-free ETF platform at Schwab, driving down the cost of ETF investing for clients. Jackie graduated from SUNY Potsdam with a BA in mathematics. Following graduation, she studied actuarial science and received an MBA from UC Berkeley. She is a national trustee for the Boys and Girls Club of America, which you're definitely going to have to tell us more about. So now I'm going to throw it over to Pete, who will talk with Jackie about her role at the firm, Neuwirth Associates Consulting, the important topic of silver divorce, and what we can look forward to in the months to come. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Pete. Take it away.
Well, thanks very much, Hope. And Jackie, it's so good to see you. Of course, we see each other quite a bit these days, but we didn't for a long time because for the audience's benefit, I met Jackie about 30 years ago when I had just transferred to Watson Wyatt from another firm in on the East Coast. And landed in San Francisco, and Jackie was an actuarial student there. But it was pretty clear to me that she was going on to bigger and better things. And I was, you know, fortunate enough to have her there for a year or two. And then she went on to get her MBA, and we stayed in touch. But she went on to a spectacular career at Schwab. And then, happily, we reconnected just a few months ago. And she was about ready to leave Schwab, and I was incredibly fortunate to persuade her to join Neuwirth Associates, and she has agreed to join us as the managing partner of our firm. And Jackie, maybe you can fill in some of the gaps and tell us, how did you get from being an actuarial student to where you are today, and why was I so lucky for you to have agreed to join us?
Happy to, Pete, and thrilled to be here today and to have the opportunity to work with you again. As you said, it was about 30 years ago that we worked together in consulting. And since then, as Hope mentioned, I went on to get my MBA. And really what the shift was for me personally was moving from helping companies rather to helping individuals. And so along that journey, went and got my MBA, which opened a lot of doors for me. And the biggest door and where I spent the majority of my career was at Charles Schwab. Why I picked Charles Schwab was really the opportunity to help individual investors, to help them be financially fit, to help them with low-cost investing and be able to reach their financial dreams and goals. Along the way, as Hope mentioned, delivering the ETF OneSource platform, which democratized investing for many, many clients in a free way of investing in ETFs and making it easier for them to do that. So really, it's been a great journey for me personally. But as I look back at my career and look at the leaders who really stood out and who helped influence and shape my journey along the way, I have to say you certainly stand out, Pete. Learned a lot from you at the consulting firm that we worked at together, and really was lucky to have you as a leader, and I'm excited for this opportunity to work with you again.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It seems like, you know, you were very early on to this notion of empowering individuals and helping them manage their financial lives, whatever the contingencies that arise. And I spent my career helping companies and plan sponsors. And I remember it at my first job in the consulting world, they said, never, ever, ever talk to a plan participant. You work for the plan participants. We, as actuaries, we are hired to protect the interests of plan participants. but we actually don't deal with them. But you have been dealing with plan participants and individual investors all your career. And after I retired from Towers Watson, I started getting interested in that notion and trying to be of service and empowering people in their financial lives. So it seems pretty synergistic for us to be working together on that same goal in mind. So tell me more about empowering people and how you've done that and how you see what's important about how to empower people to be self-sufficient and manage their financial lives.
Yeah, and I'll start with really where it came from within me and why I'm so passionate about it. As I look back at my own upbringing and childhood and means that I came from, I was actually, pretty untraditional in terms of how I got to where I am. I was out on my own at the age of 16, which, as you can imagine, is quite difficult.
I didn't know that. that was not something you told me when we first started working. You didn't finish high school?
So I did not. It was just circumstances where my parents moved out of the district and I could no longer go to that school. And the last thing I wanted to do after 11 years of being in the same school district is to start over. And so I moved out. I got my own apartment. I had a full-time job working in a grocery store, making minimum wage. So you can imagine, not an easy way to get by. I did get my GED. But I wasn't able to until my class graduated. And so I circumvented that and just went right to college. So I started college when I was 17 and then got my GED so I could get financial aid and matriculate and all that good stuff. But long story short, I struggled through my, since I was 16, supporting myself and through college and really felt like I don't want this. I want better for myself and I'm willing to work hard and I'm willing to be disciplined. And that's when I knew that I needed financial independence. And so I set out with that goal. A funny story, I was a math major in college and I remember thinking going into it, I could only be a math teacher. So I went to the career center at college and I said, what is the best job that I can get as a math major that makes the most amount of money with the least amount of stress? And guess what that was? An actuary. And that's so amazing. There I was. And that's how I landed at a job working with you.
Yeah, well, it seems that we have a kind of parallel paths because I got out of college and I didn't know what I wanted to do. But I found, like you, I went to the career services department. And there was this job that would pay you to take and pass math tests. And I wasn't good at much, but I was pretty good at taking math tests. But it sounds like you had a whole lot of other real life skills that you developed, including how to manage your financial life. And I guess that is part of what you've been trying to pass on to others.
Yep, exactly. And it's, it's not easy, but I think it's really, really important. And so financial independence, what it brings and what it brought for me and what I want to help bring to others, it really allows you to control the things that are most important to you in your life. And so for everyone, that's different, but we all need money to do the things we want to do.
Right.
And so when we think about the importance of it, and really it's about not counting or depending, I should say, on anyone else. So mm-hmm. knowing that no matter what life throws at you, you're going to be okay and you're going to be able to get through this. And so I know as we think about silver divorce and we think about marriage, and I'm happily married for over 20 years now, mm-hmm. Certainly, right, financial independence isn't necessarily something that is top of mind because all of your assets are commingled. But it's still important for individuals to be aware of their finances and things change. And when they do, it's important that you have options and can maintain that.
Well, I think it's what you just said is that whole issue about when things change, it's mm-hmm. important because towards the end of my career, I started thinking about how is all of the people of my generation and the generation right behind and right ahead, how are they going to retire and live on their assets? And one of the key things that I didn't see anybody talking about is it's all well and good if you have a steady budgeted income, budgeted expenses, but things happen. So much of what I, you know, in a sense, one of the reasons I started New Earth Associates is to help individuals deal with the contingencies and the things that come up. And one of the biggest financial contingencies, and really something that can wreck your financial plans, is divorce. And that has become a major focus of New Earth Associates, is helping people manage through what is not just a psychologically traumatic event, but also a potentially financially devastating effect.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a lot of challenges with it, right? In terms of, you know, oftentimes it's just one individual, right, making all the financial decisions. Oftentimes, both parties don't know what all the assets are. And oftentimes, there's just a lot of complexity in those assets, making it really difficult to make a split. But yeah, it certainly is something that, as I look back at my life, a lot of unexpected things came in along the way. And it's really being prepared and smart about decisions you make and how you plan for it.
Right. And it's, you know, and how do you prepare for contingencies? I mean, you know, as actuaries, we know that, you know, insurance, you can insure against certain risks, you can prepare for certain risks, you can build in some redundancies into your financial plan. But divorce is really a different kind of animal. I mean, because it's it's basically you've got one financial house between, you know, you and your spouse, and you get divorced and that house has to be demoed and turned into two houses. And there's a ton of, I mean, anybody who's built a house knows it's very, very complicated, and a financial house is even more complicated to take apart and put together. And that's where I think the fact is that there's a lack of actuarial expertise being brought to bear on that problem. And I'm assuming that's part of why you were attracted to joining my venture.
Exactly. And I think about, similar to you, I went down the path of taking the actuarial exams. While I'm not fully credentialed like you are, I got about halfway through. And so I know the extreme rigor that goes with that. And as a result, it brings about great expertise in being able to look at things objectively, apply critical thinking, solve critical problems in terms of understanding how to interpret the assets and do it in a way that's unbiased and fair. And so when I think about individuals going through a divorce and really wanting to be able to equitably split those assets, and thinking about when you don't have good data and you don't have all the information that you would need to do that, I think it's exactly that, the actuarial discipline that comes into play and helps make better recommendations and decisions for individuals and leaves, quite frankly, more money on the table, which contributes to financial independence and helps individuals with maintaining those assets that they work so hard for.
Well, that's absolutely true. And there are assets that couples accumulate during a marriage that actuaries have particular domain expertise. And that expertise is what we try to bring to bear. Expertise in qualified retirement plans, in insurance, and fiduciary obligations. And as a, you know, having spent however many years at Schwab, you must be very, very acutely aware of all of the fiduciary obligations that plan sponsors and banks and others have when it comes to divorce.
Yep, that's exactly right. So in my experience, you know, there's definitely when fiduciary responsibility comes into play, individuals are responsible for the advice that they give. I think it brings it to a whole nother level in terms of accountability, in that just raises the bar in terms of ensuring that you're bringing in individuals who have that experience and expertise to be able to support those recommendations. And what I have heard in talking with family lawyers and mediators is that's not always the case. I think it's easy to say, you've got the expertise, because you've run a spreadsheet, or you can do that calculation. But I think it's important to really look under the hood and understand what is it that you're getting, who is the person or the firm that you're working with, and are they really qualified to ensure a clear understanding of those assets, especially when it comes to taxes, when it comes to quadros or retirement plans, which get complex. I think life insurance, annuities, all the things you mentioned on the surface, sure, easy to divide by two, but that will not always get you the best outcome.
Right. I mean, think about a life insurance policy, for example. It's got a cash value, it's got a death benefit, and maybe it's got a loan outstanding. How do you divide that? Particularly when, one spouse may not have an insurable interest in the other. So that's the kind of thing that I think you need an actuary to really dig into. And the other part where you really need an actuary is when it comes to quadros, because there's a lot of people out there who say they can draft a quadro or know how quadros work. But quadros really come from another section of the code. I mean, everybody's heard of 401k, but very few people have heard of 414p. And 414p is just as much a part of ERISA and just as important as 401k. And 414p is the section of the code that really drives what you can and can't do when it comes to splitting up not just a defined benefit pension, but also a 401k problem, a 401k plan. And so that's something that New Earth Associates is, one of the leading firms, I believe, in this area, simply because there aren't a lot of actuaries working on the family law side. I mean, there's plenty of actuaries that work for plan administrators and plan sponsors, participants that are getting divorced. But I think there's a real lack of actuarial expertise being brought to bear from the perspective of the divorcing couple. And again, with your expertise and experience, Jackie, I mean, you know these people. You've helped them invest their money. You've probably helped them build that marital house that now needs to be renovated.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of houses, share with you a real life example of a good friend of mine right now who's going through a divorce. And in addition to all the complex assets that you talk about, there's the home, the family home that the kids were raised in, that one of the spouses wants to stay in. Well, guess what? They bought that house at a 3% interest rate. In order for them to buy out the other spouse, the traditional way would be to, remortgage it. But who wants to do that at 7%? And so I think bringing the actuarial discipline to the complex assets gives you more options for dealing with other assets like real estate.
Not only that, but you've now alluded to our third partner, who's actually not here, which is Barry Sachs, who's been on my show more than once. And he's an expert in reverse mortgages, which is a very, very complicated asset class with reputation that is not consistent with the reality. I mean, they have a bad reputation, but I think reverse mortgages are an incredibly useful tool, particularly when it comes to divorce, because it is a way to access the home equity and find a way to divide and utilize it for both purposes. So have you worked in with the real estate with your clients at all? I mean, where do you see that going from a divorce perspective?
Yeah, what I will share just from my own experience is I think real estate, kind of real assets, is increasingly part of anyone's investment portfolio. And so I think because of that, it only increases the need of how do you then take the family home, the Tahoe house, the beach house, whatever other real estate that you've acquired, it increases the need for those services because more and more individuals and couples are investing in real estate.
Well, that's right. And basically, much of what actuaries do in the area of retirement income planning and divorce facilitation is cash flow matching. It's basically looking at the cash that your assets and your job or whatever other sources of income, the income stream that you're getting, the assets that you can liquefy or use to generate income, compared to the expenses, to your liabilities. And those liabilities kind of bifurcate when you get divorced. Now you've got two streams of liabilities, two spouses that have to have cash flow that is accommodated. And so finding ways to match and reorganize your positive cash flow in a way to meet the negative cash flow and the variable, the uncertainties in that negative cash flow is a challenge, and I would argue is an actuarial challenge itself.
Would totally agree. And I think the fresh perspective that New Earth Associates brings to this problem is something that I think people need to take notice. I also think what we see in the industry only increases the need for that new approach. So we know the rate of divorce is increasing, particularly with those over 55. I think what we've seen is that it's doubled since 1990. And then for couples over 65, the rate of divorce has tripled. So increasing need for the silver divorce in those. While we know people are living longer, it doesn't account for all of it. But I also think when we look in the markets, there's just more uncertainty. If you look at the stock market over the last 20 years, if you look at interest rates over the last 20 years, real estate, not to mention the looming threats of Social Security that's out there. So a lot of uncertainty where an actuarial discipline can be focused, take in all of that information and really bring forth a solution that will protect the individual spouses and keep the pie as big as possible.
Right. So again, we said at the outset, you are the managing partner of this organization. And what do you see as how New Earth Associates can help both divorcing couples and their advisors going forward?
Yeah, so I think the opportunity is tremendous. I think as we mentioned earlier, there are folks out there that are doing this today. They're not qualified. And as a result, it's resulting in an increase in fees. It's resulting in reducing the pie that gets split, potentially tax consequences from it. And so I think first and foremost is just getting out there and getting the word out. So educating the attorney, family lawyers, it's about getting in front of moderators and showcasing a new and better way of approaching this. I think from my initial conversations that I've had, it sounds like they're hungry for a new approach. I've talked to folks who have had issues with individuals who were maybe less qualified in splitting the assets. So I think getting out there and raising awareness, education, and then digging in and helping some clients.
I agree completely with that. But what I also think, as we have more and more conversations, what I'm also finding is that there's also people that don't know their rights, under, when it comes to insurance policies or under a qualified retirement plan. And, ERISA and a lot of these state insurance commissions really provide some strong protections for both spouses, actually, but spouses as a couple and spouses as individuals. And knowing your rights and being an advocate for those rights, I think, is also a role that New Earth Associates can play, because, everybody should get what they're entitled to, I believe. And I guess if there is a mission that we have, it's to make sure that happens,
Absolutely. So, I think about where I spent my career at Charles Schwab, and the motto, and it's been unchanged for many, many years, is own your tomorrow. Right. And so it's, how do we empower those going through a divorce? How do we educate and how do we help them not only be accountable in leaning into this, but also bringing in the right people to support them in that fairness and equitable distribution between the two divorcing spouses?
Well, that's fantastic. So I think we're pretty much out of time, but this has been great, Jackie. Of course, we're going to be seeing each other quite a bit going forward. So do you have any kind of final words to leave our audience?
Yeah, I would first say just delighted to be working with you again and excited to be here on this podcast. And then as you think about our services, I think ideally we'd be at the table with both divorcing spouses and really help with a amicable solution that we can come to together. But if that's not the case, we can certainly help when it's not. And to your point, to be an advocate. But I do think and hope that we can support individuals going through this difficult time. We can support them in terms of not only the split of the assets, but also help them think about what they're going to do going forward and how to help them take control of their finances and help them ultimately be financially independent and go on to live a long, happy life with the assets to be able to support what they want to do.
Great. Well, thanks very much. And thanks for doing this. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks. And see you soon, Pete.
Thank you both. New Earth Associates Consulting, fascinating, growing company. You can find us on the web, www.newearthassociates.consulting. All of the podcasts are there and you can link to them from the homepage. So thank you both. Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Jackie. I look forward to so much more. Our audience, you are watching The Silver Divorce Show. I'm the proud producer, Hope Katz Gibbs, on the Incandescent Radio Network and Incandescent TV. Stay tuned for much, much more. We'll talk to y'all soon.